Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The national debate over mandating insurance coverage for birth control has emerged as an issue in Massachusetts' U.S. Senate race. Incumbent Senator Scott Brown and his main Democratic challenger, Elizabeth Warren, are going head-to-head over religion and health coverage for contraception. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonez reports.
Republican Senator Scott Brown and Harvard professor Elizabeth Warren have released dueling radio ads. The new spots outline their positions on the controversy over whether religious-affiliated hospitals and schools must cover contraception for their employees. Brown says they shouldn't have to.
I'm concerned about a new federal mandate forcing religious organizations to offer insurance coverage for practices that go against the teachings of their church.
This all stems from President Obama's health care overhaul. It required all insurers to provide free prescription contraception. When Catholic leaders balked, Obama compromised. He said in the case of religious-affiliated groups, the insurance providers would subsidize free birth control. Brown responded by co-sponsoring an amendment written by Republican U.S. Senator Roy Blunt called the Conscience Exemption. It would allow all employers, not just religious ones, to deny medical coverage based on moral objections. Brown explains his support in the radio spot.
I believe it's possible to provide people with access to the health care they want, while at the same time protecting the rights of Americans to follow their religious beliefs. For me, the conscience exemption is a matter of fundamental fairness.
At the same time, Warren put out her own radio spot. She never mentions Brown by name, but she does reference the conscience amendment he co-sponsored.
Now the Senate is about to vote on a new law proposed by Republicans that allows your employer or insurance company to claim a vague moral conviction to deny you contraception or any health care coverage they want.
Warren says Brown's amendment threatens women's access to contraception, mammograms, and maternity care.
This isn't about the rights of religious institutions. We must protect those rights. President Obama already made sure religious institutions can't be forced to cover birth control. But the president also made sure that women can get the care they need.
These divergent positions are giving voters an opportunity to compare Brown and Warren on a concrete issue. Evelyn Atkinson says she considered Brown a decent senator until he co-sponsored this amendment. The Harvard Law student protested Brown's amendment outside the senator's office in Government Center yesterday.
And the Blunt Amendment goes beyond religious preference. It's any moral conviction, which is big enough to drive a truck through. And that, I mean, you can imagine employers taking away all sorts of rights, not just reproductive rights. But I think the main point for me is that no one should be able to tell a woman what she should do with her body.
But Anne Fox, president of Massachusetts Citizens for Life, says the amendment is necessary because it upholds the First Amendment rights of religious-affiliated employers.
The right to practice one's religion, which would include one's moral imperatives, is supposed to be guaranteed by the First Amendment.
Political observers disagree about how Brown and Warren's positions will resonate with voters. It's especially risky for Brown. He's worked hard to cultivate an identity as an independent. Now he's spearheading a partisan push for a highly charged social issue. Morris Cunningham of UMass Boston's Political Science Department sees it as an overture to Catholic voters, although he's not sure it will work.
I really don't see it getting him a lot of votes among Catholics. The most conservative Catholics, yes, but it's not a terribly conservative Catholic electorate. It doesn't take its cues from the bishops anymore. I think he's been successful in the past with more subtle appeals to Catholics, but I don't see this one as a winning issue for him. And I think embracing national Republicans for him is always a problem.
However, others think voters in this state are sensitive to any infringement on the right of Catholic institutions to make their own rules. Boston College professor Mark Landy points out that Catholics here were offended when Catholic Charities lost the right to run an adoption service because it didn't permit same-sex parents to adopt.
Where this could play is among independents who are, you know, and the fact that they're independents is because they're somewhat ambivalent between the positions of the two parties. And I think many of them might say, it's not what I think about contraception, but we have freedom to differ in this country. And if they want to have health insurance that doesn't cover contraception, that's within the scope of where diverse opinions should be allowed to play.
Brown and Warren's debate over covering contraception reflects a controversy playing out around the country. 7 states, including Florida, Texas, and Michigan, have asked a federal judge to block the Obama mandate requiring birth control coverage for employees of religious-affiliated institutions. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.